Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
It matters of manners. Manners really matter. No matter where you go or what you do.
What matters is your manners in each and every.
It's 36 past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. And I'm Austin Hill. Manners matter, as the old song goes. But how far out of date has it become? How countercultural has it become to raise children with good manners? What are your thoughts on that? Joining us to talk about raising children with manners and not having it be out of date are great friends John and Kendra Smiley, authors and parenting experts. Good morning, John and Kendra. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Manners. Wow, what happens when you go in to speak in a church or some sort of community group and say, we're here to talk about manners? How do people respond to that?
I think that's a general response. I'm not sure. I've never really paid attention, and I don't know that we've actually ever advertised as, come and hear the Smileys speak about manners.
Mm-hmm. And how does the request come about? We'll get to some of the substance of what you've written about this here in a moment. I'm just wondering, how do you get a conversation going about manners?
Well, it was very interesting. I was reading an article, and it was about the kind of the demise of the RSVP. And at the time, I remembered, oh my goodness, I haven't RSVP'd to a wedding of one of our former youth group kids. I need to go do that right now. Mm. Well, I did it in plenty of time, but I guess there are people that don't ever do it, quote, on time, and it's really wreaking havoc with folks throwing parties and getting married.
I can imagine, and we've seen some pretty high-profile situations come about as a result of the lack of the RSVP. There was earlier this year a rather striking situation where kids and parents declined to RSVP to another child's birthday party, and the parents sought legal counsel and considered suing people for damages as a result of that, which is rather extreme. But how do we get back to, in this era of instantaneous communication, how do we get back to the good old-fashioned manners that say, you know, it's a nice idea to respond to people?
Well, responding and many other things, too, as far as basic manners. It all starts at home. It all starts with mom and dad and the model that they're producing for their children.
John, your thoughts on manners from the man's perspective.
Right. Excuse me. I guess, you know, when you look at it, then things just seem to be instantaneous. And I think technology is detrimental, I think, with manners today, with things have to be done quickly, and with it's more about self than it is about someone else. And to me, that's what manners, a lot of manners is about other people and not self, like the RSVP, taking the time to decide before you're going to do something, not the day that you're going to do it. So you're thinking of the other person. And in today's age, for whatever reason, selfishness seems to be more prevalent than it used to be in the past. And when we think about manners, from a man's point of view or a woman's point of view, we're thinking about other people and how we respond to other people.
Yeah. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts and authors, they're on our guest line here on Faith Radio. You note in your latest writing on the subject of manners that some of what has changed in our culture has been brought about as a result of technology. We live in this instantaneous electronic communication sort of world where we can just click yes or no on the Evite at the last minute, or so we think, and we don't need to make a call. We don't need to have any personal one-on-one contact. Even as we go about saying thank you, we can just send an email or shoot a text. We don't have to write a handwritten note. It seems to me that the technological conveniences make matters all the more difficult for us. What are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I'm so guilty. I'll realize I'm zipping off a text or even an email, which is maybe a little more personal than a text, and I'll simply say, check your calendar. Well, what do I really, in my heart, what do I wish I had said? Please check your calendar. But those words are kind of missing because, after all, they take time and they take punching that in with your thumbs or, in my case, with your pointer finger. Mm. So we just ignore those.
What are we to do as parents or grandparents, for that matter, trying to raise a kid with manners in a culture that really is dead set against manners and quite frankly, at times in a culture that doesn't even recognize good manners when they're displayed? It just seems to make no impact. It gets no response at all.
Well, I think back I go again to modeling. And one of the things that I think probably is lost more than anything in this culture is a written thank you. Oh, my goodness. Writing something, having to put a stamp on it, that is a powerful thing. And if a parent can, yes, when you're there and you can say, you know, thank you to someone who's given you a gift or done something special, and you're eyeball to eyeball, you can simply say those words. But if it's been something you've received, the power of writing a note to say thank you is amazing.
If the parent would just understand that good manners is beneficial to their child's upbringing, then I think that the parent would be more willing and make that decision to model good manners. If somebody could tell that parent that down the road, because as a parent we didn't model good manners, that our son or daughter might lose a job over it, they would say, oh my goodness, you know, that's really important. And I think that's one of the things with this. Moms and dads today, oh, it's just not that important. And we don't put the benefit to it, and I believe we should, because it might be exactly that, that a child, an adult with good manners at a job interview that takes the time to write a thank you note, it has impact. And so I think parents just have to realize that.
I just got home from a speaking engagement in Florida. I was gone almost a week. And when I got home, John had stacked up all the mail. And in that mail, there was kind of an unusual looking envelope. And it was from a former youth group kid who's now an OBGYN. So she's a regular grown up. And what was she writing? She took the time to write a note to say thank you. I'll probably never throw that one away. At least I'll wait 2 or 3 years to throw it away.
Sure.
One more example of the impact this can make. Kendra went down, we both went down to Florida, and we were doing an interview on a radio station down there, and the engineer happened to come out when we got finished and said, you don't remember me, and was talking to Kendra, you don't remember me, but I interviewed you about 10 years ago, and after that interview, you wrote me a handwritten thank you note. He said, I still remember that. He said that made such an impact on me, and you're sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, you know, this fella 10 years later, in that one thank you note, he remembered that. And so those are the kind of things we don't really think about, and we should.
John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts with us here on the Faith Radio Network as we talk about raising children with good manners. John, I ask you this question as a father and as a man's man, a military veteran, and with all the different things that you've done, you're qualified to answer this. But what about the guy, the dad that might be listening to us and saying, well, you know, I don't want my son or daughter, my son in particular, to be too well-mannered, because our culture, our society, doesn't honor and respect the man who is too well-mannered. A young man, a fully adult male who is too well-mannered, he is regarded as weak and just a nice guy and a pushover, and he gets trampled on. How do you address that?
I would say that's kind of nonsense. That's actually just the opposite. It's the same type of argument that one would might make about a Christian man. Oh, you know, somebody who loves Jesus, they're just somebody who's going to get walked over and is not strong and all that type of thing. Having good manners, obviously loving Jesus is a lot more important, but the same kind of thing. Our oldest son, he was in the military. He's a man's man. He happens to be an assistant coach for a National Football League today. And when he was in the military, he wrote a handwritten note back to his former college football coach and didn't think anything about it. He was just thanking the coach for some of the things that he had learned as a football player that he used in the military. And he went back to visit. The equipment guy, who was a friend of his, said, Matthew, I want you to come down and see something. And they went down to the weight room, and on the weight room bulletin board was this handwritten note that this major university coach had put up on the bulletin board as an example of you know, just the opposite of what you said. Here's a guy in the military who is being a success in life, and he took the time to have manners and write a handwritten note, and it was on display. So I just debunked that whole idea that a man's man is not somebody who is polite with manners.
I'm glad you do. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, they're on our guest line here on Faith Radio. At the end of the day, I would ask, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue just a moment. I've got two more questions. We'll get to it as we continue. John, I'm trying to have good manners here, but we got to get to breaks. You folks know that's not a matter of bad manners. We have to take breaks once in a while.
That's right.
We'll continue in just a moment with John and Kendra Smiley. It's the Faith Radio Network, and I'm Austin Hill. Minutes past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. Manners, M-A-N-N-E-R-S, raising children with good manners. Is that something that's fallen out of fashion, no longer pertinent in our culture? Should it still matter to Christians? John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, they say indeed it certainly should still matter to Christians. I have to ask you both, is there a downside for a child being a well-mannered individual? Is it costly in any sense?
Honestly, I cannot think of one downside. Maybe John can.
Well, the only thing Kendra's mentioned when you guys were talking about it is the time that it takes in this electronic age. And so the child, you know, doesn't have the manners because they can do it a lot quicker with electronic things. And they might say, well, if I'm have manners, I'm wasting time, which is kind of ridiculous, but they might come up with that.
You know, what did we used to call them, Austin? What are the magic words? The magic words are please and thank you. I don't know whether that was Captain Kangaroo or it certainly maybe Sesame Street too, but those magic words, it was interesting. I was hanging out with some younger children, and so I started awarding them points whenever they would say please or thank you without being solicited. And so it was so cute because eventually they were going, please pass that, 1,000 points. And mm-hmm. So they were learning that it was something that I was rewarding with fictitious, worthless points, but they enjoyed it. It became a game. And we are rewarded, really, I believe, for having good manners.
And that leads into my final question. What's the upside for raising well-mannered children?
Oh, the impression that they make on people when they meet people. I think it's a powerful thing that you can encourage your kids to have, which is the idea of good manners.
Right, and I go back to where I started this conversation, and that is not only with children,
yes.
Excuse me, having good manners, but all the way up to job interviews
yes.
as adults, and maybe getting a job because of good manners.
And that makes all the difference in the world. John and Kendra Smiley, parenting experts, their latest thoughts on good manners. It's available to you on MyFaithRadio.com, our network website. The title of the piece is just simply, Are Good Manners Out of Date? Find it, read it, take it to heart. John and Kendra Smiley, thanks as always for being with us. We look forward to talking again soon.
1,000 points, Austin.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Who needs
day.
Captain Kangaroo? We've got John and Kendra Smiley, right? Our program continues. Final few moments here on the Faith Radio Network. Don't go away. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.